The following program, Around the Town Chicago, is sponsored by Alan Breslov and, to the extent applicable, their guests. The views and opinions expressed therein do not necessarily reflect those of NewsWeb Radio Company or its management.
Around the Town Chicago, your reach to the entertainment and restaurants of Chicago is brought to you in part by Howard From Jewelers. Want to buy a watch? Howard is your man. HowardFrom.com, 312-332-5999. Ambiance Furniture Outlet, 1219 Rand Road in Arlington Heights. Save 70% dealing directly with the owner. Call Sam, 312-877-8666. And the offices of State Farm agent Dan De La Cruz, 630-516-0092 and 847-324-9595. And it's a wonderful, wonderful beginning of a new month. It's Labor Day weekend. You know, this was 1 year ago when I had the COVID. It's been a year, and now I've had the third vaccination. I got the flu shot this week. I got so many pins
okay,
in me.
Do you think you're getting too many little shots?
I don't know. My daughter-in-law is a doctor, and she sent me a note saying, now is the time to get your flu shot. So
yeah, I can get the flu.
I got it. I got the shot. So here we are. It's Around the Town Chicago. I'm Al Breslov, sitting alongside Frank Mecha. We're here at beautiful WCPT. Our phone number here, 773-763-9278. For those of you who are computer savvy, you can watch us and listen to us, www.wcpt820.com. My website, aroundthetownchicago.com, where you'll find answers to all the questions that we ask to give away gifts. We have all kinds of stuff to give away. And we want to take a little break here. We want to just say happy Labor Day to everybody. And yes, tomorrow night starts the new year. Happy Russia, New Year, Lashana Tova, and it's year number 5782. So if you got those numbers,
700, it's almost as bad as Star Trek with their time factors.
This is why you have a different calendar. You know, it's a little different. And I want to congratulate our engineers, Paul and Devin, are just about today going to start a new show. Well, they'll take over a show, but you're going to change it a little bit, right?
Yeah, it's essentially a new show.
It's sports. But, these are our sports nuts. As anybody who listens, every time we have a sports question.
Years, that's all they've done is just correct me.
Everybody corrects you. So they know the sports better than anybody, and they are going to be 6 o'clock.
6 o'clock to 7 on Sundays.
Okay, and you're going to talk sports,
that's
right?
That's right, yeah.
And people will be able to call. So write that number down, 773-763-9278, because you'll be able to call them, too, if you have sporting questions and you want to know what's happening in baseball, what's happening. This is a time of year now. We got football. We got baseball. We got hockey's going to start soon,
I think. Pretty soon, yeah, within the next month. Yeah,
so it's all changed. It's crazy times now. Okay, so...
And what's the name of the show?
The Sports Cubicle.
The Sports Cubicle.
Yeah. Well, the cubicles are lives. So the engineers, they're little booths all the time, so why not?
I think they're going to put a dent in some of those sports channels, so
that's good.
Be
that's all right.
These two know their sports.
Yeah, they know their sports. So and there's a third guy, right?
Yes, Mike Mercado, and then Dan Marver is carried over from the sports, the Rewind Sports 60.
Oh, so. Okay. All right. So we got a big group of guys. It's gonna be fun. Okay, so I want to make sure that everybody, all the Kinky Boots, last week we talked about Kinky Boots, what a great, great production
we saw
in Aurora. And we sent four pairs of tickets and four people, you know, they all went out there to see it and hopefully they had a great time. And you know what happened? Because of Kinky Boots and all of this that happened, I didn't know, I've never been to a drag queen brunch or show. I've been to a couple of little things, but nothing major. And then I got a phone call this morning that in Arlington Heights,
In Arlington Heights?
In Arlington Heights, Illinois. In fact, in the same shopping center that Sam's Furniture Ambiance is and Tony's for groceries, so you can get a lot of things done. Buy furniture, get your groceries, and get a drag queen show all in Arlington Heights.
You're kidding.
No, I'm not kidding. I got a phone call today. This morning. Actually, I got an email, and we're going to be talking with them and next week, I believe. The guy's name is Mark O'Lane, and he has a place in Arlington Heights. It is called the Home. Wait, let me just get the name here. And this is a place that has been, it's called Your Home Away from Home. It is Home. It established in 2012. It's a restaurant and lounge with American food and all kinds of libations. And it is your home away from home. They have unparalleled lounge, meat, sports, bar, feel to the suburbs, hot music, entertainment, and they all the while hosting and boasting Chicago Pride with local sports incorporated throughout the space. All kinds. They're open 7 days a week. They have full lunch, happy hour, dinner, night menus. In addition, all kinds of catering and private events. And once a month, they have a drag queen brunch. On a Sunday. We're going to find that there's a reason why he wants to let people know the passion of why. But when he heard that we talked about Kinky Boots, he thought, this is perfect. This is timing is everything, right? So definitely. We're going to find out more, and we're going to talk to Marco, and we're going to have him on the air with us next week, I believe.
Oh, good. Okay.
And maybe, I don't know if we can do this because I bowl on a Sunday, but maybe you can go on a Sunday and have the brunch and watch the show and be part of the show.
Can I wear my drag outfit?
I think it would be lovely. Right? Don't you think so, Paul? I'm writing that down. Frank, are you going to wear Kinky Boots? Are you going to wear your Kinky Boots?
Did you ever go to that place in Lakeview called Flashy Trash or Trashy Flash?
No. I went to one on Broadway. We had a theater that we went to, and afterwards they took us for the after party.
Uh-huh.
And they took us to a place somewhere on Halsted, and I guess there's a bunch of things on Halsted. And I thought I wrote down which places they were to let people know that everybody knows there's a lot of these places in the city.
Oh, yeah.
They're
especially
all over
with Halloween place. Coming up.
Yeah, well, yeah. But these places don't need Halloween.
No.
They seem to be in the spirit all the time. So, but there are these all these places around, so everybody knows the city is a place for that. You know, there's a Broadway and all that area and Boys Town. Well, they don't call it. I think they've changed it.
I'm not that thrilled with the name change. I don't know why they did that.
Okay, so we'll find out more. But this sounds like something because there are things, you know, everybody talks about all the pride parades and all the other. There are suburban areas now that have been doing that. Naperville had their own pride thing. I think Buffalo Grove has a big parade and hundreds of homes that participate by decorating their homes. And it's been every year. So I think it's kind of neat that this is going on, and I'm glad, like I say, Caitlin, my granddaughter, who just had her birthday last week, and she is a bartender there. So she
granddaughter who's a bartender. She's over 21 then.
She's 25. She's 25. Yeah, remember last week we talked about
it? I keep forgetting those. They just keep growing. Yeah. They're too old.
Yeah, they get older as time goes on. So we want to let people know we will have more to talk about with that. And I'm hoping that maybe we'll get some more Kinky Boots tickets to give away. It's on my list of things that I want to do.
You know what, people? Go down there, get the tickets, and go see the show. Because you know what? It's cheaper than what it was in Broadway in Chicago.
Oh, yeah.
And I'll be honest, it was better than the Chicago productions.
Yeah, it was a magnificent production.
Absolutely wonderful.
You know what? I don't have any tickets to give away, but I do have. I give a gift away. So if someone can call me and tell me, in the review of Kinky Boots, I mention a person who's one of the people who started the whole theater, and his first name is Jim. So if you can call 773-763-9278, since it's Labor Day weekend, we'll give you a $50 gift card to get some steaks, to have some wonderful, wonderful steaks delivered to your home. All you got to do is call 773-763-9278. Tell me Jim's last name, okay?
It's well known. We mentioned it many a time,
and it's in the article. So
but
we want to make sure.
What we need to do is we probably need to go down to Aurora and start talking to some restaurants about giveaways.
Yeah, I think I'm going to make some phone calls if Jim himself won't do it. So try to. All right. We talked about Mr. Kelly's,
yes.
Wonderful, wonderful nightclub. Mm-hmm. We also had Mr. Kelly's, and the Marienthal brothers had the Happy Medium, and they had the London House. And we talked about that they were making a film, and they were going to show the film that has all these wonderful talents that played at Mr. Kelly's. Well, the American premiere feature-length version will be on display. You can see it September 17th through the 20th at the Siskel Film Center. Mm. You can get tickets at siskelfilmcenter.org, 312-846-2800. Friday, there will be a 6:30 screening. That's September 17th, followed by a question and answer period with the director and the producer. You know, a bunch of people will be around there. And moderated by my cousin Rick Kogan from the Chicago Tribune. On Saturday, September 18th at 6:30, they will be doing the same thing with a different moderator who they have not announced yet. On Sunday, September 19th, it'll be 11 o'clock in the morning. So you can still do this and listen to us afterwards. That will be no question and answer, just a screening. On Sunday, September 19th at 3:30, which is after our show, there will be Tim Reed, Ted Bogosian, Allison Hindler, and David Marienthal will be the question and answer, moderated by Laura Washington from the Sun-Times. Monday, September 20th, there will be one more. So that's at also at 6 o'clock. So any information you want, siskelfilmcenter.org. Anybody who remembers Mr. Kelly's will love this. I saw a lot of it being shot, a lot of the stuff, the highlights before and previews. It's an amazing, amazing story about the Marienthal brothers and what they did and what Rush Street was back in the days when I was on Rush Street on a regular basis.
I remember that. And, you know, we had so much when it came to entertainment. But then we look at today, we still have a lot of good stuff. So it doesn't change. Names change and the acts change.
But everything is still going on. Let's see what else is happening in the news. The big news, okay, Collaboration. Collaboration and Silk Road Rising will co-host live webcast. It is called Becoming Arab Americans and Whiteness, Tuesday, September 7th, 6 p.m. It is free. It is two Chicago theater companies that we know very well. They are teaming to co-host a live interactive webcast Tuesday, September 7th at 6 p.m. Go to collaboration.org for more information and get yourself registered at Collaboration, collaboration.org. I will post the link when I get home this evening, so you'll be able to get it at Around the Town of Chicago.
Good, because I still can't spell it.
It. It's real. Okay. So, this coming up, let's see, Porchlight Music Theater, are always doing something. They are doing, remember they did the Broadway in Your Backyard?
Mm-hmm.
They are doing Broadway in Your Backyard in partnership at the Ambassador Hotel.
Ah,
okay. Which is, I didn't realize Ambassador's a Hyatt.
Oh, when did they buy it?
Who knows? They probably had a little pocket change. I'll take the Ambassador.
Well, just,
you know, they're playing Monopoly. It's whoever these people are, they play Monopoly. I'll take that one. I'll take that and put a hotel on that block. Okay, we got that. So this is going to be Tuesday, September 28th. Doors open at 6:30 for a pre-show cocktail reception. And then at 7 p.m., the 90-minute show featuring Porchlight singers doing beloved standards, Broadway standards from Wicked, The Wiz, The Music Man, In the Heights, all kinds of good stuff. So you want information on that. It's $45 a person. PorchlightMusicTheater.org. Always get good stuff from them. When Porchlight does something, you can be sure that you're going to be entertained.
It's top notch.
Okay, I've got another thing that I want to bring up, and I don't know if you heard the story about this Maria Diaz, her 19-year-old son, Miguel Cisneros, was a drowning victim.
Yes, over in Rogers Park.
Right in Rogers Park. And it happened...
Pratt Park.
Yeah. It's they took down... Here's the funny thing. Why would the city take down a life jacket or an inner tube?
They're called... I found out they're called life rings. Not
life ring, right. Here,
I used to call them life preservers, but no, they're life rings.
Well, life preserver...
It's the vest. Yeah.
Yeah, it's a vest. Okay, it's a life ring. And I remember them always being in a little box with and you could just grab it and throw it into somebody. So they took them down, and they were unauthorized. How could it be unauthorized? If you got water, and the water's deep, it should have that.
From what I read, because they have signs out there saying no swimming because of the high currents that are in that area, the city feels that by putting it out there, you're encouraging people to swim. Unfortunately, it's a catch-22 because you know what? Kids do not read signs, and they're going to do what they want to do. So you almost have
to. What happens if an accident happens and somebody just falls in who wasn't planning to go in there? They just did.
Right. We have them on the bridge on Michigan Avenue Bridge.
Right.
There's signs saying no jumping from the bridge.
Yeah, there is no jumping. Yeah, unless you're committing suicide, and then you have to take a number.
Yeah.
Because by reservation only, especially during COVID.
But sure enough, they do have a life ring on Michigan Avenue
Bridge.
Yeah, they
do. Okay, so everybody wants people to do this and let the park district know that this has to be done. Call your alderman, let them know that you need to do it. There is going to be on Tuesday, September 7th, from 7:30 to 8 at Toby Prinz Beach Park, which is 1050 West Pratt in Chicago, there will be a special evening. So residents and activists have been trying to get this done for years. They've been looking for signage and life-saving equipment. The alderman, Maria Haddon, and residents at their own expense have now put some life rings there, and then the park district takes them down.
You know what? And those things are not cheap. They're like $300 a piece. They've already bought several, and then they keep taking them down. The city needs to put them back. You know, this is, you know, we understand you're worried about liability, but at the same token, you're talking about a life.
Yeah.
You know?
So there is a candlelight rally and a prayer vigil that is Tuesday, September 7th, 7:30 to 8. And I want as many people who can go there to go there because the more people they see, the more they'll realize we gotta fix this problem. If it ain't broke, you know, they used to say if it ain't broke, don't fix it. Well, guess what? Break it if you have to. You gotta break it so it can be fixed.
Sometimes you gotta do things to make change, you know.
And there's a whole lot of places that this is not the only one. There are other spots where they have opted or chosen to say bye-bye. They're not going to do that. Okay. So I want to talk about I think I have everything. Oh, well, something that happened in Skokie that you should know about. There is a couple, the Coles, Andrew and Carrie Cole.
Coles Theater.
Are opening up a bar. Not a bar, but a storefront that used to be, and for years and years it was Marge's Flowers over on Lincoln Avenue. That's gone. So they are now going to be opening up a craft
distillery
type of thing. So they've got 105 13-gallon and 5-gallon pot stills, and they're going to be. It's called Take Flight Spirits. It isn't open yet. They're getting ready
because I saw Margie's sign is still out there.
Yeah,
I drove by it the last week to see. I wonder if they started construction yet.
Well, it looks like they started to, and the whole thing is the business name and logo have multiple meanings. On the one hand, it's a reference to an array of beverages, and they're also referencing that they have a pair of 7-year-old twins. So that's part of the name.
So this is going to be more than just whiskey then. It's
going
to be...
You can buy different things. They're going to be making things. They're going to have certain brands. They're going to make their own brands. So evidently it's going to be
because I know it's
mash.
It's a husband and wife team.
Yeah, this is them.
That basically during COVID, they were stuck home, so they decided to start making their own alcohol.
That's what the story is. They started, so they're going to have two areas. They're going to have a parking area. They're inside. They're going to have a back of the house and a staging and storage. So they're going to be doing the whole thing.
It's a nice area of Skokie. You know where it is. It's right next to the pizza place.
Oh, yeah. I know exactly where it is. I know where it is. And I'm looking forward to talking with them. I put the feelers out through the chamber that we maybe will have them come on and talk.
I want the chamber to get some people together so we can meet at the gazebo and film a show.
Yeah, well.
Now that the weather's getting nice again.
Well, and the problem is, I guess the chamber just had some changes. They had a new lady, somebody else left, and everything else. So, okay. So let me see if there's anything. Okay, so before we do, last week I made a note to contact this Jeannie Norris. Remember, I mentioned her name, that she, after seeing Kinky Boots, she made some corrections, and I told her I was going to do something for her. Would you believe she was going to listen to the show, and her kids and grandkids came by, and she forgot all about the clock. All of a sudden, 3:05, she put the radio on.
Grandkids on radio.
So, Jeannie, we'll talk this week. I just want to thank you again for what you did. It was a sweet thing to do, and I know other people made mistakes too, because when we try to beat deadline, we try to be the first to be up with our review, because years ago.
You are the one who wants to be first.
Well, and there's a reason for it. Because there was a guy who used to do reviews who used to say that the people waited to read other people's reviews and then form their opinion. By being first, it's mine. I didn't steal it from anybody. I don't know anybody else's stuff because I'm the first.
And we all know who that person was. But yeah,
and he's gone. So there you go. Bye bye. All right. So I just wanted to clear the air on all that. I am usually first because of that reason. That's the reason for it. But I enjoy while it's fresh in my mind. I don't write notes. I'm not busy writing. I'm busy watching.
Have you seen it? I mean, every time we go to the press night, there's always people that are just writing notes. And it's like, how do you enjoy it when you're writing?
Well, not only that, but how do you catch everything? Because while you're writing, you got to be missing something. So the best way is to just concentrate. Tell the lady you're with, named Jane, don't talk to me during the show.
Well, at the last show, Jane and someone else were constantly talking.
Yeah, you had a friend that was along too. So the two of them were driving me crazy. All right, so I want to one more thing before we take a little break, because we're talking about a lot of things and nobody's called in for to get the winner. All right. I want to thank our friend Cindy for the wonderful little gift box that arrived with that cinnamon streusel cake and
the jar of honey.
I got the honey. I got it all.
Did you already do it? Or
no,
you doing
no.
It? You're going to wait till tonight?
Monday night. Tomorrow night before I go to temple. Before I go to temple, that's our dessert, and then I go to temple, and I'll be at temple until the end of the evening.
You have to tell us how it is.
Oh, I will. I know by looking at it that it's going to be yummy, but anything else from Hungry Monkey has always been yummy.
That's the name. You know, someone was asking me, I go, it's monkey cake, and they go, I never heard of that. Now I know, Hungry Monkey.
Hungry Monkey. That's the name of it, okay? All right, so I'm going to tell you, we went to a restaurant this week. There was no theater this week.
I know.
But there is going to be lots coming up. Holidays and holiday weekend, we got lots of stuff happening. And Broadway in Chicago's tickets are now, this next week, will be available. People can start ordering. People will go over things that they had from last year that didn't happen, how to get all that taken care of. So we went to Taco El Norte. There's a whole ton of these places. They're all over the place.
This is Chicago, and there's at least 300.
All right, but here's the thing that I found out. They're not franchises.
Very good.
Every Tacos El Norte is owned by a family member. They're all family members, but they don't talk to each other about business. So they each run their business independent of the other. Very, very interesting. We went to Lake Bluff. In Lake Bluff, which is up
way up north.
It's up by Lamb's Pet Farm, where the Lamb's Farm is. It's Route 176 and Waukegan Road, which is 43. And it's in a shopping center. And on the corner of a shopping center, there's a big old house. And I think half the house, well, I don't know what it was originally. I should do some research on that, but half of it is Panera Bread, and the other half is tacos. And they have a beautiful outside patio, and you can sit inside or outside. And the stuff was just amazing. It was so good. We had my friend Barry and his wife Fern were in from Florida. They left the next morning. So they joined us, and Barry took all the pictures that are on the website, and except for one. And the it was really, really a good day. You know, when you think Mexican, all these places that are out there, and there's tons of them. This one was more like being in Mexico. This was really felt authentic. Everything looked good. Everything tasted good. My friend Barry has all of his employees. He's in the scrap business, and all of his employees are Mexican. Mm-hmm. And then, during the winter, they drink a lot of this hot chocolate. Okay.
Really?
The Mexican chocolate with the whipped cream and everything. Oh. And he never had one. So when he saw it was on the menu, Barry had that. He would not share it with anybody.
Oh, okay.
I think he wanted to take the whole mug with him and keep the mug as well. But that's how good
it was. Is there alcohol in it?
No. I drank the alcohol, but it wasn't, you know me. But I had a margarita, so.
Oh, of course.
I'm going to meet Mexican. But all the years that I used to be in Little Village and Pilsen when I was with the Spanish newspaper, I used to get all this really authentic food. This was as good as it got in Little Village and in Pilsen and in Cicero and all those places where it was Mexican all the way. This was it. This was it. So Lake Bluff is not that far, but if you don't go to any other Tacos del Norte right now. This is the one I know.
You know what? We're very lucky. There are so many authentic little mom and pop Mexican restaurants. We went to one that's in Rosemont now. I mean, they brought in a tray of tacos to the hospital, and they were absolutely delicious. They were very small, but they were filled with cilantro, and then they did something. They grilled their jalapenos and their poblano peppers and stuff till they were dark. It was delicious. Spicy, but good.
And we had one dish that had the meat was a little salty. And, mm-hmm. and a little spicy for everybody but me. Mm-hmm. I've gotten used to this stuff over the years, so I had no problem. But Jane and Barry were sweating a little bit. So
no, Jane is not like spicy.
Bland
is good.
If somebody will call me and tell me the name of our server, if you can tell me the name of the server that we had, I will give you a gift certificate to go to Tacos El Norte.
Oh, look at that.
Okay, number is 773-763-9278. Frank's looking at the food. He's going to get hungry right now.
Oh, that looks real. This is how it looked when it came to your table?
Yeah.
That's beautiful. Absolutely wonderful.
Yeah. Everything was gorgeous. The presentation was more, I would say that if you saw that, you'd probably think you're one of these very expensive restaurants, that Michigan Avenue or something like that.
That's the thing. Everything is presentations, and that's why I actually signed up to go back to school. I'm taking an adult class. It's only a 4-week class downtown, but it's called food presentations, called the art of presentation. So you learn everything on how to plate, how to paint on your plates, how to make things look great. So,
what are you going to paint on your plate?
Oh, you take certain sauces.
Oh, okay. I thought you were going to get
No.
They said tempura, not tempura.
Yeah.
You got to get that right.
Yeah. Okay. I'm going to use the edible paints. So, and then you know what? And it's always good to go back and learn something. So.
Oh, yeah.
Because I love to cook, but my problem is presentation is always not as good as it should be.
You just want to throw it on the plate, right?
I know.
Here, eat. That's how my mother used to do it.
Just, is that?
Time, eat.
Just do it.
Okay, we got somebody. Looks like we got somebody on, or what?
Yep. Yeah, it's me.
Hello, you're on the air.
Hello.
Hey there, can you hear us?
Hello.
I can hear you.
Oh, can you hear us now?
You.
Can you hear us?
I got you now.
All right.
Okay, good. Turn your radio off. Maybe that could be the problem.
No, my radio's off.
Okay, good. All right, good. Now we hear you loud and clear.
Perfect.
So,
you got an answer for us?
Jim Belushi.
No.
Jim Belushi?
He's dead.
He wasn't.
John Belushi's dead. Jim is still alive.
Yeah, Jim's alive, but he's not connected with the theater in Aurora.
Which one's dead?
John Belushi.
Oh, John.
Okay, bye.
He hung up. Doesn't know that if he, even if you're wrong, we find something to give you.
Call back.
You can call back, Jim. You can call back.
Well, good thing I didn't bury both Bellucci brothers.
Cheeseburger. That's the guy who's gone.
Okay. Oh, God.
All right. Why don't we, while we refocus our brains, why don't we take a little break here? We'll be right back on the other side, boys and girls. See you in a few minutes. Want to buy a watch? When I think of watches, I think Howard Frum. Since 1976, Howard has been the watch guy in Chicago. Top quality brands, including vintage Rolex, sales, service. It all awaits you at 5 South Wabash. Just call 312-332-5999. www.howardfrum.com. Not just quality watches. Diamonds and other gems are available as well as repairs. Howard has been my guy for a long time. Let him be yours, too. Furniture shopping can be work. In most of the chain stores, one finds people who only want to close the sale. We have found a store that is unique. Ambiance Furniture Outlet in Arlington Heights, a family-owned and operated true outlet store, wants to make you happy. Sam the Man has been in the business for over 40 years, finding quality merchandise from top manufacturers and making the best deals so that you can save up to 70%. Free delivery on the same day of orders over $1,000. Zero interest financing up to 36 months. If you've had some credit problems, Sam says, welcome to the club. He will get you financed. Call Sam direct, 312-877-8666. Ambiance Furniture Outlet is located at 1219 Rand Road in Arlington Heights, next to Tony's Finer Foods. Tell him Al sent you. We all know Jake on the State Farm commercials. You know, the young man in the red knit shirt and khaki pants. Have you ever seen him? Well, in reality, Jake is any agent for State Farm. They care about you and your family. Their job is to find the best program for your car, home, and life. They are all Jake, and my Jake is Dan De La Cruz, with offices in Villa Park at 100 East Roosevelt Road, 630-516-0092, and 7900 North Milwaukee Avenue in Niles, 847-324-9595. I have watched Dan grow his agency over the years, and in my opinion, he's the true representation of State Farm's Jake. If you need someone to look at your coverage, show you the best program that dollar for dollar will do what's best for your family, call my Jake, Dan De La Cruz, at 630-516-0092 or 847-324-9595. Like a good neighbor, Dan De La Cruz is there. And we are back. Julia did cover a show for us up in Milwaukee, but it's done by watching it on your computer, called How to Actually Graduate in a Virtual World. Just going through this COVID year, a year and a half, people who graduated from high school, for example, didn't have their typical graduation. It was done a lot differently than how we grew up and how what we had in years past. So how are they going to look back at the remote ceremony? Is it ill-fated? Was it a bad experience? Was it an unusual experience? Was it one that maybe will never happen again, God willing? So there's a lot of things in this play. And if you want to watch it, it's free. If you go to the website, aroundthetownchicago.com, go to the review, How to Actually Graduate in a Virtual World. And down at the very bottom of it, there's a line that says the show is free to view, and there's a direct YouTube link to the video stream where you can watch it. It's a very interesting story, and it's something that really happened, if you think about it, that we lived through. It's part of what this experience has brought to everybody. So make sure that you get a chance to watch that.
You know, the nice thing is, did you notice more and more live theaters coming back. And I'm so happy with that. I couldn't believe it. I was looking up. There's over 12 plays just this month.
Oh, yeah. This is time.
This is open.
And they're following the rules. We've gone through a few that didn't do it quite as good, but we found that at the best that you can do was when we went to Aurora. I mean, they really did it properly. And I'm hopeful that everybody will do it that way because it's the right way to do it. Everybody has their thing about what they think is right, what they don't think is right when it comes to how this thing should work. If the doctors and the scientists say this is the best way to do it, and those are the people you have to believe, not the guy down the street, not the guy working in the butcher shop, not the guy who fixes your car. It's the guy who deals with this.
You don't go with the mechanic?
No, the mechanic is good for your car. When he tells you your car doesn't need a face mask, okay, believe him. Back, there was a time in life when there was a thing, they called it a bra for your car. And my car was never built that well, so I always had an old car. It didn't matter, but they had something over the front of it.
LeBron. I remember those.
Yeah, so that's a face mask for your car.
And they were expensive little things because they were supposed to prevent scratches.
Right, they prevented scratches. But what really prevents it? Not parking next to somebody that's that close. All right, the Citadel Theater, as long as we're talking about live theater, we still have some tickets to give away for September 15th and September 16th. All you have to do... call 773-763-9278. There is no contest. There is just say, I want to go to the theater. Devin will answer the phone. You can say, Devin, my name is, and give him your name, give him your email address, your phone number, your address. He has all the stuff. And then which night you want to go.
Devin, I want to go. No.
Okay, so we got that, all right? So people do that. Yes, live theater is back, and we're very, very excited.
It's going to be fun. Somebody called in.
All right, we got Lynn.
Hi, how you doing?
Okay, how are you, Lynn?
Good. So, yeah, I'm from Aurora. I have not seen Kinky Boots yet, but I'm going to live theater is back, and... looking forward to seeing it.
Okay.
Yeah, we got to find places that are open late in Aurora. I was surprised how everything closes around that theater area around 11 o'clock at night.
Yeah, well, it's a long play, and it starts late, but what can we do? So did Lynn have an answer for us?
Lynn, do you have an answer who's running that theater?
Who is running Paramount?
Yeah, who's the artistic director?
I'm not actually sure.
Okay. So are you from Aurora?
Yeah, she's from Aurora.
I am.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm on the Aurora-Naperville border. So, I'm looking forward to seeing Kinky Boots.
Well, the nice thing about that theater, they have one of the best membership prices, when you buy.
Yeah, you can buy their series, I think they have a couple different ways that they do their series, so that's an interesting way to do it. All right, so I don't have anything to give you in Aurora, okay?
Do you mind coming up north?
You mind coming up from north to go to a restaurant or two?
I do go into the city and go up north, too.
Oh, okay. All right, so we've got a restaurant right here, right down this. Oh, I've got a great place for you up in Glenview. You ever go to Glenview?
I have. Mm-hmm.
Okay. There's a really, really cool place up in Evanston. In North Branch, it's called in Glenview. It's on Lake and Milwaukee Avenue. It's called the North Branch Burger and Pizza. They have great, great food there. They have something that I really love. They have fried pickles.
Really?
Oh, yeah, fried pickles that are just unbelievable. So we're going to, we'll send you a gift card to go there, okay?
Awesome. Thank you.
All right, so stay on the line. Give Devin your information, and we'll get that in the mail. And have a great holiday.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
I can't believe this is a tough question. This guy is so well known in Chicago.
And it's in there. I say his name in one of the first lines. Or maybe the first or second line.
Let's double check with you.
No, you're in the wrong thing. You can't look at the food. You got to look. I know you're hungry. I can hear your stomach growling. But it isn't the food. It isn't the food.
It isn't the food. Okay.
All right. So I want to talk about Waukegan now, since we've gone to Aurora and a theater that was totally rebuilt. We have another one, you know, in Waukegan. Now, Waukegan, the Genesee Theater, is not yes. one that they do plays at. The Genesee has become more like a concert place, mm-hmm. and they have a lot of one-night shows, shows that come in one night. So I want to tell you about a couple shows that are coming, just to get people on a heads up, and we will be giving away tickets.
Ah.
Okay, so pay attention. This one is going to be coming up, let's see, it is on Thursday, November 4th, the day before my birthday, is going to be Los Chicos del 512. Okay. It is known as the Queen of Tejano music. Selena delivered an irresistible mix. This is a woman who does a Selena show. Okay?
Ah, okay.
All right. Then they are doing on, let's see if I can find the date here, October 24th, they are doing a show called I Am King, the Michael Jackson Experience. On... Let's see. This one is going to be Pop 2000 Tour, which is going to be October 28th. They're getting busy. Got a lot of stuff going on there. And then they're doing something called the Dokken Lynch Reunion Tour, which is going to be somewhere in that same area, October 30th. And George Lynch joined forces with Don Dokken. In My Dreams, Alone Again, Breaking the Chains, Unchain the Night. The band Dokken made a name for itself in the 80s, and Don Dokken, selling more than 10 million albums worldwide, is going to be doing his show there. So we're going to have tickets for that.
Excellent.
So I'm going to be doing a little story that will be about the theater, the Genesee. It'll be on the website this week.
Very good.
Next week, we will have some contests, and you will be able to win tickets. And these are not cheap tickets. You're going to get some nice tickets, a pair of tickets every time. And we'll tell you all about the rules and regulations during COVID. But it's kind of a neat thing to know that this theater was, back at one time, downtown Waukegan was like downtown Chicago. They had four theaters and movie theaters. Yeah. And the big thing I remember in the 50s, in the late 50s and early 60s, you could go to Waukegan, you could park for a nickel at a meter for 2 hours, and you can go to a movie for 25 cents, buy popcorn and a Coke for 50 cents. Okay, I went to the movies last night. Jane and I went to the movies. We got one box of popcorn. We got one soft drink. We had two movie tickets, and they were seniors. And we spent $31.50.
And that is discounted, because think about it. Most people get their own box of popcorn, they get their own drink, and they have to pay the theater price. A theater runs $50 a couple now.
Yeah, it is pretty amazing. That's why a lot of people are, you can pay $20 and buy it, you know, rent it for the night and watch it on TV.
What did you end up seeing?
We went to see it's Ryan Reynolds. It's a video game thing. It's called, I can't remember the name of it.
Is this the one where he goes?
Where he's in the video game. He's part of the video game, and it really was interesting. I liked it. I didn't love it, but I did. I found myself laughing. There was lots of comedy stuff in it, and it was very, very well done. At how the theater did it, they did space the seats. Mm-hmm. They did not sell. But there, you know what? There were only 29, maybe 30 people in the movie theater. And the last time we went, this was a lot bigger. The last time we went, there were 6 people. The time we went to the movie before that, there were 4 people.
So they do sell popcorn.
Yeah, they sell popcorn. The people putting popcorn wore rubber gloves. After each person was taken care of, those gloves were thrown into the garbage, and a new pair was taken out of the box. They give you your cup. And you fill it up yourself. And they even give you the straws, and, you know, they're wrapped in paper. They don't even have them out for you to take where somebody else could touch them. So, and they are wearing rubber gloves the whole time.
I noticed people have gotten rid of their little alcohol bottles. You know, it's...
they haven't.
Some people have gotten a little complacent. And
yeah,
it's like,
well, my son at breakfast today, at brunch, every time he did anything, he used one. He gave his hands a go over. He's married to a doctor, remember? So yeah. It's a little different. But I think there are some people who have looked at it, okay, well, I've got, I already got my booster and I got my flu shot. Hey, I'm invincible. But I'm not, and I know it, and I'm still always cautious to wear the mask and do these things, not for me, but for the next guy. I don't want to give anything to anybody who's going to go home to a kid, and maybe that germ stuck in that guy's nose, and he ends up sneezing in front of that kid, and that kid gets that germ. Not my thing. I'm not gonna do that. That's for sure. Okay, you're not gonna do that. You're gonna wear that. You're gonna follow the rules too.
I could be complacent on some things, but you know what? I still wear my mask everywhere, and of course, I'm used to it all day. So it's like,
well, yeah, this is what you always do. All right, so September 7th is coming up. That's when the Broadway in Chicago box office reopens. For those who didn't know what's coming, let me give you just a little rundown here. Rent, the 25th anniversary farewell tour, will be opening October 5th at the CIBC Theater. That's the one that was called something Bank and was called something else Bank. Originally, that was called the Schubert. Okay, so.
And that's how I still call it.
So if anybody's looking what theater that is, that's the Schubert. And I'm trying to figure out why there will be a farewell tour for Rent. Just because it's 25 years old doesn't mean you can't see it in 50 years.
I don't, I think everybody's into that farewell tour thing. I mean, Elton John did it,
They did this farewell tour six times, so it's not such a farewell. All right, so for October 16th, only two performances is Alton Brown live Beyond the Eats. I know Frank already bought his tickets for that.
That's going to be a great thing to go to.
All right, on October 26th, is What the Constitution Means to Me. Mm. That's at the Broadway Playhouse. That's the one that's over in the Water Tower that was Drury Lane Water Tower at one time. And that will be through November 21st. That is a Heidi Schreck thing. Then here's the one a lot of people, November 2nd through the 7th. So it's only going to be for 5 days. So I would recommend buying your tickets as fast as you can on the 7th. Is beautiful, the Carole King
that
musical.
Was an ex. I can't. Yeah. It's only here for a week.
It's only here actually for 5 days. So,
where's it going to be playing at?
That's at the CIBC.
Oh, that's at the Schubert. Okay.
Okay. All right. The Schubert. Okay. Then November 2nd, on the same day, I don't know how they're going to do this for the openings, but there is a pre-Broadway premiere of Paradise Square.
Okay.
And this one will be at the James M. Niederlander Theater.
The old Ford.
Which is the old Ford, which was the old Oriental.
Oriental.
So we have all this history. Okay. And then something, November 19th, every little girl in the suburbs
will
is
going
to be very excited because it's Disney's Frozen at the Cadillac Palace.
Yes.
And that's going to be through the whole holidays, all the way to January 22nd. So be prepared. Broadway in Chicago is going to have all kinds of COVID safety. It's a whole sheet.
So what was the name of the Cadillac before the Cadillac?
What was the name of the Cadillac before the Cadillac?
Uh-huh.
Well, originally, that was the Bismarck. If you go back.
Yeah, that's really going back.
Well, I'm old. I'm old. That was the Bismarck. And then it became the Palace. And then it became the Cadillac Palace. Okay, so I just was looking, but there's a lot of things happening at the Genesee besides that other stuff that I mentioned. Those are just the ones I know of that I have tickets, but there's going to be many, many, many more great, great entertainers that are going to be at that location. It's kind of neat.
A lot of them, even the Chicago Theater has reopened because they do nothing but concerts and stuff.
Yeah, they do pretty much the same thing with one night type thing. Yeah. But I'm just excited that when Broadway in Chicago makes the move, because that means that all the theaters can start opening. They're the biggies.
Yeah.
They're the ones with the road companies, the road shows coming through. And you can't bring a road show in when you can only put in a third of a house or 25% of a house.
You can't do that because you know, you've mentioned it once before, the cost to put a show on in Chicago with the unions and the cost of...
Well, not that, but when you're talking about a road company, all those people have to have per diem. All those people have to have a place to live. So they've got to rent apartments or rent hotels. You know, I was just talking to my son, who's going to Hawaii, and he was telling me how much the prices have gone up. He goes every year around Thanksgiving.
Mm-hmm.
The same hotel that he stayed at last year has tripled in price.
Oh, yeah. They've all...
Okay. It's a lot of people have taken advantage of stuff. Maybe they're trying to make up all the money that they lost during the heavy
something.
Part of the COVID.
One of the doctors just went for a week with the whole family. They got back yesterday from Hawaii, and then they have to go get tested today to make sure everything is fine. But they said the prices have just gone astronomical.
Yeah, but it's the same thing with rent-a-cars. I understand the rent-a-car situation because during COVID, when nobody was renting cars, Hertz and Avis and all these people found themselves not being able to pay their monthly bills for their car leases. So they ended up selling the cars to pay the bills, and now all those cars are gone.
Yeah.
I just talked to a guy who went to Florida with his family, and they wanted $1,180 a week to rent a car.
I know.
So he rented a truck, a U-Haul, and he threw the in the back. But he said getting through Dunkin' Donuts to go get the drive-thru was very difficult.
I can just imagine how many people are going to Home Depot and say, I'll be taking that 19, that means it's $25 a day.
Right. So it's cheaper than renting a car. Huh? The big thing is all these hotels, these luxury hotels, all of a sudden they have pickup trucks out there and they have and U-Hauls and trucks instead of cars.
That's why I canceled my last trip to Florida. The rental car was going to cost me more than the airfare and the hotel.
It's an amazing thing. It's just crazy what's going
on
in this world.
Because there's a shortage of new cars because of the chip problem.
Right. So we talked with a car dealer who said that you can't buy most cars. If you buy it, if it comes in, it'll be 2 months or 3 months. And it might be more expensive, but unless you put a deposit down now on the IFCOM, you're going to pay more.
Nobody's dealing, so you're paying sticker price.
Right? Yeah. It's crazy. Our whole world has changed all through this COVID thing.
I cannot believe that we don't have any chip companies left in America.
I can't believe that somebody doesn't just start a chip company.
That's the other thing.
Yeah. How come Jay's doesn't do it? Come on, nothing like Jay's. Jay's chips are here. So. Put it in your computer.
But now everybody wants Pringles.
Okay. Pringles aren't real. Okay.
Hey, that's what I'm giving away for Halloween.
What? You're giving up?
Pringles. Costco had a special. It's a box, and inside are 42 individual containers, and each one holds like 15 Pringles. But,
and what are the kids going to say? It's the wrong flavor? I'd like the sour cream?
Well, last year I had a kid return the candy bar, and he's saying that, do you have something without nuts?
I'm allergic.
I'm like, really? So who's allergic to Pringles?
Yeah, hopefully nobody. But
I'm going to get some kid that goes, I'm on a low cholesterol, low carb diet.
I think parents, you should send, if your kid is allergic to nuts, you should put on their Halloween costume a little sign that says,
nuts.
No nuts, please. No nuts, please. I can't have those nuts. I guess the allergies are higher than anybody expected. So Halloween isn't that far away. So my friend George in Fantasy Costumes, I'm going to talk to you this week, George. We want to maybe give some stuff away for Halloween. Maybe you'll do that, George. We'd like to do that.
Fantasy costumes. I mean, I was surprised. People still went out last year. Not as many. I mean, I had a lot of extra candy. I ended up dumping it in the kids' bags.
Give it all to them. Otherwise, you'd eat it.
I was. Look at how many people were throwing it at the kids. You know, don't come to me. Just here.
Well,
catch.
You know what? Yeah, a lot of people were putting the bowls out in front. And the problem is, you put a bowl out and the kids by themselves with that bowl, you know there ain't going to be nothing left in that bowl.
The first teenager that came by, the bowl's gone.
Take it all. You know, they go right to the dentist's office. So, eat all that candy and say, Dennis, fix this. I got to go get more.
I can't believe nobody still can figure out who's in charge of...
Well, we'll have to hold it and do that.
It's line 10 in the article.
If you can't find a last name...
It's line 10.
And his first name is Jim. It can't be that difficult, boys and girls. I thought there'd be one or two of our regular callers who would be on the phone just for that one.
You know what it is? It's Labor Day weekend. Right. Everybody's out. Did you notice that it was dark out at 7 o'clock at night? 7:15?
No, I wasn't out at 7:15. I was in a movie last night.
Oh, that's right. I was going, leaving the hospital and going, my God, I thought it was 9 o'clock at night.
Oh, my God.
I mean, fall is coming very quick.
Well, you know, everything moves along a little faster as you get older, Frank. You'll find that out as you age in part of the process. And I'm going to, tonight we're going to do some, we took out some Purely steak, Purely meats, and we're going to put some fillets on the grill.
I put my new smoker out. It came yesterday. I put it together, and it's, right now I got 4 racks of ribs inside that smoker. So.
Now, when will those be ready?
I put them in at 11 o'clock. They should be done by 6. And then I do have backup just in case.
When are you backing up?
What I'm going to do is at 5 o'clock, I'm going to try them. If they're not ready, they're going into the oven or going on the grill.
Ah, okay. Well, I'm going to do some fillets, but I learned, baked potatoes.
I learned now because I was using wood chips. For this one, I decided to use these manufactured wood chips. But do you know how you soak wood chips? Well, you cannot soak manufactured chips.
Because they'd melt, don't they?
They dissolve, yeah. I had a bucket of sawdust. And guess what? The music's starting.
Okay. All right. Have a good week. Enjoy the holidays. To all my Jewish friends out there, Jewish listeners, Happy New Year. We'll see you next week.
See you next week.